Back then, I think, other than if you'd sneaked a goal, you couldn't have asked for anything more from that performance this afternoon.
Yeah, it's just to score a goal, because I think we had good chances. We had, again, good chances in set pieces, so the work that we are doing in the training pitch is paying off, so I think it's important. And more than everything, the commitment and the attitude of the team, because this league is demanding. I said always, when you play organized and you play with that commitment and with that attitude, we are going to win a lot of games, because we have the quality, we are going to add more quality. We have people like Dan Crowley today, or like Scott Horn on the bench, but it's true that it was a difficult game for them to go, and I'm really pleased, because again, the commitment of everybody, even the players who are on the bench, has been really good.
Biggest problem Blues had in June and July was conceding three goals in every game. To reach this point where they look so disciplined and organised, that's a credit to the players putting in the work, isn't it?
Yeah, because I'm not discovering anything that it's easier to win a game when you keep the clean sheet. So you need just to score one goal, and when you are scoring three or four goals, it's really difficult to win those games. But more than the concede or to score, I think the more important thing is the commitment again, and the attitude of everybody, and how together they are on the pitch, how much they are encouraging each other, and I think is the first step to build something.
Really odd moment on half time when John Tyrrell found himself grabbed by the throat and thrown to the deck by one of the Swansea coaching staff. What do you make of that incident?
I maybe couldn't see anything because I was in the tunnel, but they told them at the half time that I don't care what happened in the tunnel, and the place where we should speak is on the pitch, and we have to forget what happened on the tunnel, because sometimes you go to the second half lost, and you are starting a bad move. So I told them, look, we need to show them that we are better than them on the pitch, and forget what happened on the tunnel.
A quick word about Ivan Sanchez, who's hit the ground running in these first two games, but the quality of delivery on his set pieces as well has caught the eye in these first two games.
Yeah, I knew him obviously, and I knew how important he was going to be with the ball on the normal plays, and I knew how important he was going to be in set pieces, and to have a player like him to take those set pieces and to create always danger to the opponent is nice.
And the fact is, your front four today, when you did get the ball in the final third, they created openings.
Yes, and I was thinking about Scotty in the last minutes, but I knew that we couldn't. Maybe we could do something more, but we were going to lose Juki, especially defending set pieces, because they were going with 7-8 players, and I didn't want to lose those set pieces and to concede a goal in those set pieces. And the people up front have done an amazing job.
And just finally, Neil Etheridge was very well protected for most of the game, but late on, when you needed him to make a really good save to deny Gay, he made a top stop for you.
In the same way that I said about the sack last week, both of them appeared when they had to appear, and I think is the main thing is the thing that they transmit their confidence, and for a coach, for a coaching staff, for a team, to look at your goal and to know that you have a proper keeper is always important.